Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Your plans for me, I need to change my way of
Valerie Joy, desiring you in everything. Set me free, O Lord, set me free, Divine One, set me free from myself. That every step, every action, every thought, every word is inspired from a deeper place. So I don't have to keep going back and forth about should I have said that, should I have done that. What's really true? I can just live in the here and now. And in that space, I am free, and we will talk more about that. Are you free today? Are you feeling free? Are you, as a matter of fact, here's a question. Are you experiencing your freedom? And even if you're not, it's all good. Because it's all God. Good and God is the same thing. It was just a typo, and they just kept it the same way. Oh, that's good, that's bad. You know, they have to come up with an opposite. Good and God, same thing. It's all good, it's all God. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're here today, this very moment. This moment. This is the most important moment of your life. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here and saying, I am here to do, I can feel something moving inside of me. I'm here to do something big and wonderful. I got a gift to deliver. There's something inside of me that's yearning to be expressed. Sometimes I feel like I'm confused. Sometimes I feel like I'm stuck. But I want to find a way to release my inner splendor. And I'm going to read, I'm going to listen, I'm going to watch, I'm going to be still, I'm going to do whatever it takes so I can say yes to my soul's journey. Let my soul reveal itself. Let my soul be free. Let my soul surrender. Thank you, thank you. That's how you make a difference, by committing to your spiritual practice. And it's happening on such a subtle level that sometimes you look outside with your spiritual or your physical eyes, you know, but everything still looks the same. Well, you know, your physical eyes only dealing with memory. I'm looking out the window and I see trees. If I look over there, my physical eyes say, oh, trees. But if I look at it with my soul, I might see something else. I might see beams moving and flashing and smiling and lights. But if I look at it with my spiritual eyes, I'm like, oh, my physical eyes, oh, it's just a tree, no leaves on it. Are you willing, ready to look at your life through your soul's eyes? Woo! Sit with that for a minute. That's yummy. Life is good. It's getting better. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're going to dance today. We're going to have a line dance and a spiritual flash mob. Thank you, Sherry, for that. Sherry is in the house waiting. Sherry and I had a conversation before the show started. And, it's just time to just dance. When we dance, we experience our abundance. And because you have to be in harmony. And to be in harmony, you've got to be still so you're in tune. So when you're in tune, you get in harmony. And when you're in harmony, you experience the dance of the universe. Abundance. Life is good, it's getting better. What do I need to tell you? Let's jump into this conversation because I love it when I get hijacked by my spiritual friends, by my soul, by my spirit, when my mind just can't even catch up. It's like, I don't understand what he's talking about. This is just not logical to me. And my soul is saying, it's okay, Mr. Mind, Mr. Intellect. This is not your type of conversation. We understand. Gosh. Let's just breathe together. You may not be feeling this, but I'm feeling it. And because I'm feeling it, I know you're feeling it. Let's just breathe in together. And breathe out. And let's breathe in the breath of life, the breath of God, the breath of the all good, and just release more joy, more peace, forgiveness into the universe. Because we are one with the one. We are the one. And when we recognize that we are one with the one, we are connected to everyone, because everyone is one. No matter how you cut it, no matter what you look like, no matter what you believe in or don't believe in, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your sexual orientation is, no matter how you interpret the holy books, not just one, we are one. So step out of it. Get out of it. Just relax. Let go. And today's topic is what you really need to do. Live in the here and now. Sherry Courtland. Let's do a little. I'm feeling drawn to drop a dose of Carly Jackson. And I do an announcement and then bring Sherry in. Carly, remind us. So we forget. Please, can you remind us? We need a reminder.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, I am wonderful and I am free. Life is good, it's getting better. I just saw something that made me laugh. The kind of thing that normally would have made me scream and get mad, but at that moment when she said, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am free, I saw something. And I'm so grateful that while I saw it, I recognized my freedom. I know all is truly well, that everything is happening just as it should. It's perfect. We're living a divine moment. A divine moment. So, moving right along, a quick announcement here. Sherry is in the house. We're taking your questions and comments. The number is 347-426-3346. 347. I love the fact that sometimes, I don't say all the time, sometimes when things happen, I can just laugh. I can just bust out laughing. I can choose a different choice, but I'm going to choose to laugh through this one. Okay, all right, you got a show to run. This is the show. This is the show. So anyway, 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions and your comments. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad when you call in. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page or a like page. This is so funny. But I can't tell y'all. I won't tell you. Let's just say something that's supposed to be where it's supposed to be is not there. And my intellect says, in order to get it back, might take a lot of work. And it's like, oh my God, that's gone. But it's all good, you know? Love is the only thing that is happening. Now that I got you wondering, what the heck is he talking about? Just think of your life when you wanted something, you're trying to reach for it, and then it's gone. And you're like, oh my God. And you can just bring yourself back and just say, you know, all is truly well. Yes, we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a Life Page fan page. It's Ask Life Coach ADE. Post your questions on there and we will get to it. Shirley is waiting in line. And we're also taking your questions. If you don't do Facebook and you can't get on Facebook because you've been blocked, and go to Life Coach. I'm so glad. I love how my life unfolds because the perfect people show up based on what I need. And Shelly's here today. So anyway, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. And so I guess I'll let you in into a secret. I just found out for some reason that the calendar on the website is not there. I rely on that to tell you what's coming up. But that's not the only thing I rely on. So there's another way to tell you. So clicking the calendar to say, ooh, what happened? Where's it gone? But anyway, next week we have Beth Young joining us, creator of Energy Clearing Therapy. She's also the founder of Beth Young Center. So she's going to be here discussing ways to just, you know, the conversation we're having today to really support us in letting go and freeing ourselves from our old beliefs, old habits. And, of course, I've seen all kinds of stuff right about now that's blown me away. Thanksgiving, we have Jill and Rebecca. We're talking love. Jill and Rebecca are regular. Well, they're hosting Life Conversations Radio. And so they're going to be here for Thanksgiving. So if you have your Valentine with you, bring them and listen to the conversation or listen to the show later. If you don't, you definitely want to be listening, even if you're happy or not. And then on we have Tom Zuber joining us the 15th. What's the topic? I don't know what the topic is, but Tom Zuber is a guest guide. No, he's a grief guide, an author, and an international speaker. Oh boy. Okay, let's do this. I'm doing it for me. Let's bring on Sherry. Sherry, you know, I am just so, so grateful to have you here today because this process called living in the here and now can be easy sometimes. Sometimes it is challenging. But right now, I'm having all kinds of stuff going. So, Sherry, let me read a little bit about you before I bring you on. You know, you're a friend of Life Conversations Radio. So let's just read a little bit about you. Sherry Courtland. Through automatic writer, Sherry Courtland channels and shares information communicated by her guide groups, GG, in her books and workshops with the express intention of providing tools that you can use to, one, expedite your spiritual growth and complete your to-do list for this incarnation with less drama and pain. I'm so glad you're here. And two, increase your vibrational level and positive energy output to make the completion of the shift easier for everyone and for our planet. Let me read that again. Her mission, her purpose, her reason for being is to increase our vibrational level and positive energy output to make the completion of the shift easier for everyone and our planet. Oh, Sherry, I'm just giving you a big, ethereal, energetic hug right now, and I just welcome you to Life Conversations Radio. How are you doing?
Ajay, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be back on your wonderful show, and I am looking forward to chatting with your listeners, too. I had such a great time the last time I was on.
Yes, indeed. You have an amazing energy. Your energy is so beautiful. It draws people in. I was sharing this with you. I didn't get to tell you this on the show last time you were here, which was in December. But, of course, I was sharing this with you on when we talked. Your book, I remember when I received your book, I remember saying, I got it out of the mailbox, and I held the book, and I can feel the energy. I didn't know enough. I was thinking, oh, this is a big book. I didn't know how many books were in there. Wow, and took it out, and I can literally feel the energy. I've heard people say they can feel the energy of a book, and, oh, it's got good energy. But usually I pick it up and I'm like, The pictures look nice, but your books were the first time I held a book and I can literally feel the energy. And when I read it, I mean, it's just like, wow, I can see. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are, for just saying yes, and for willing to come out of your new age closet.
I've been out for a long time, Ade.
That's right. So now you're like, what was it? What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I'm way out. I'm part of that spiritual flash mob you were talking about earlier.
That's right. Let's let it rip. And in order to be part of the spiritual flash mob, you have to be authentic. You have to come out. You got to reveal yourself, or else we're not going to select you. So all is well, everyone. You can join the spiritual flash mob, and the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach like page and face Ask Life Coach at a like page. That's it. Or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you about? Oh, no, I don't need to tell you about anything. I need to ask Sherry a question. We got a lot of email to ask you this. No, stop it. I didn't. But you, this question you're familiar with, I always ask you. I must ask you, because now is the only time, even though I've read something about your bio, you've been here before, some of the listeners are friends with you on Facebook, but it's always nice to know who we are, who you are in this very moment. So in this moment, who are you? Who is Sherry Courtland?
Who am I in this moment, here and now?
Yes, indeed.
Here and now, I'm just another human being trying to connect with my fellow human beings so that we can make the most of the incarnation that we've got right here and now.
And you do that so effortlessly through your writing and saying yes. And from my experience, my conversation with you on the radio and on the phone, your energy is just, it represents that, and I'm grateful to have you here.
That was a very interesting question. That's making me think. I'm sure I'm going to come up with a much better answer at about 3 a.m.
Yeah, right. That's when they're really aligned. But you know, if you want, we could do another show at 3 a.m., and then you can give us another answer, and then it'll be different the next 3 a.m. And
yeah,
you know,
which of my wonderful friends asked that question so I can write them at 3 a.m.?
But you know, the question, and I've shared this once or twice, on the radio, I don't remember when I started asking that question. It's been a long time. I've been hosting since 2004. But I don't know where it came from. I don't even remember what triggered it. I don't remember what triggered it is what I'm saying. But what I find is when that question is asked, I love what I hear back. And it's been asked of me. And in that moment, I'm like, what me? Okay, hold on. But there's so much power in it, because ultimately the spiritual journey, the spiritual practice, everything that we're doing now, it's about remembering of who we are. And I believe that changes, it shifts every day, every hour, every moment, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, yes. You're the author of Windows of Opportunity and Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. And boy, do we need that. Today's topic is living in the here and now. Now, Sherry, what does that mean? Living in the here and now? I hear all that spiritual stuff. I'm chatting with somebody now. I hear that living in the here and now, but I ain't got time for that. I got kids. I got to go to work. I have my mortgage. I'm almost in foreclosure. What do you mean living in the here and now? I don't have time for that. I got things to do.
Things that you're doing, that is the here and now. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because I think that we are now thinking about other things and not really paying attention to the here and now. And I want to put a name on this. I'm calling it the rapture bug. The rapture bug. The rapture bug, because I think that there is like a little plague out there now where we've been talking so much about raising our vibrations and 5D Earth and transitioning and all of that great and wonderful fun stuff that we're forgetting about what's important, and that's the here and now, living in the here and now. Because here we are in body. We stood online to be here at this very exciting and challenging time. Many people did not get bodies to have this front seat that we have, and we've got to make the most of them. And if we spend our time thinking, oh, I can't wait to transition, oh, I'm waiting for the rapture, we are wasting our incarnation. And that, to me, that's almost like spiritual suicide, because we're just wasting this body.
I so hear that. I so hear that. So the flip side of that is there are people who are saying, I don't have time for that. And there are people who are saying, yes, I understand the importance of being in the here and now. Sometimes I'm working hard to stay in the moment, but it's challenging. And I get distracted. I get out of alignment. What would you say to somebody saying, you know, I'm really, I want to be here in the here now, because I've learned about the power of mindfulness, but I really want to be there because I know my power lies there, and I feel challenged sometimes. I feel out of alignment.
Well, that's where daily meditation comes in big time for that. You know, even if we can only squeeze out 5 or 10 minutes, it helps us to become more focused on what it is that we need to do each day. But there's no reason to beat ourselves up or think that we're not being mindful or not paying enough attention to the here and now if we're just going through the daily business of living our lives. Every little thing that we do is important, because there are so many windows of opportunity for learning and growth that are opened by the most minute and everyday things. We're dropping off our kids at school. How many people are we seeing as we're doing that? We have the opportunity to chat with our kids while we're in the car, right?
Indeed.
We all do.
Yes.
And we can talk then things that will help the earth, things that will help us raise our vibrations, how to handle a bully, what to do if we see a piece of litter on the ground, pick it up. There are lots of opportunities there to talk with our kids and to help them raise their vibrations. When we meet a stranger in the store, we just stop at the grocery store. If they're rude, we have a choice to make. How are we going to handle ourselves? Are we going to be rude back? Or are we going to think, huh, maybe this person has something really bad going on in their lives. This isn't their usual way of being. I'm not going to throw back negative to negative. I'm going to throw some positive energy on this situation and not turn it into a thing. And in that way, just doing your daily business, you're able to increase your vibrations and also to pump out the positive energy while you're decreasing the negative energy. So just the little choices that we make as we're going about our daily lives, just the most minute details of our daily lives, present us with those chances, those windows of opportunity to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm. So what I hear is you're saying we have an opportunity to choose love or fear in every moment.
Oh, absolutely we do. We make choices continually all day long. What are we going to do? Are we going to take the high road or are we going to take the negative road? Let's try for the positive road. Let's try for the high road. And all it takes is a second, not a ton of time, just when you're presented with that choice of how you're going to react personally to whatever situation you're in, and we're in situations all day long, just that one extra second to think, what's the best way to deal with this right now? What's the best way for me to answer this person? And if you answer with a smile right there, you're gonna throw positive energy on every situation.
In that moment, taking in that here and now moment to say, what is the best way for me to deal? What is the best way to respond? Is when we tap into, we become conscious of the here and now, which you're talking about.
Take that extra second.
Your book, Windows of Opportunity, channeled insight into relationships, trials, and tragedies that are part of our daily lives. Windows of Opportunity. You've talked about being bullied. We've got listeners got questions. We'll come to you in a minute. But they talk about being bullied and challenges that we experience. Just talk about it in the context of Windows of Opportunity. What does that mean?
Well, Windows of Opportunity are, they're pre-planned situations, before we come into body, we decide what is it that we want to learn, what karmic debt are we going to repay during this particular incarnation. So if you think of your book, sort of your life as a book with chapters in it, and into each chapter of our lives, we insert scenarios or situations that we construct to help us learn a particular lesson or to have a growth experience. That's what we call a window of opportunity. And the reason that we want to look for these windows in our lives is because each time we learn a lesson or complete an experience that's on our to-do list for this lifetime, then we've got more time to work on other items and to have fun. And the more we accomplish, the more rapidly we are going to mature spiritually. So to make sure that we learn a particular lesson that we're intent on learning, we incorporate as many possible windows of opportunity in our lives to learn a particular lesson as we can, so that if we miss one, that's okay. We're going to have another chance to acquire that learning or have that experience. In other words, we're going to create a pattern or a life script. If we don't learn the lesson the first time, we're going to get another opportunity. If we don't learn it that time, we're going to get another opportunity. By the third, fourth time, we've created a little pattern or life script there that we should be able to figure out, recognize, and then look at our behavior, change our behavior the next time a similar window pops open for us, and then learn the lesson, go through the window, and be able to move on.
What would you say to some, or if a listener saying, well, Sherry, are you talking about karma? Because that sounds like karma to me.
Some of it is karma. A lot of what we come back to do is we have karmic debt that we want to work on, both positive and negative, because karma is just energy. There's positive energy and negative energy. If we create negative energy, we're going to have to turn that into positive energy. We may do it in this lifetime, instant karma. We might do it in another lifetime. We might be here working on things we need to work on from the past. But we don't just come into these bodies for karma purposes. We also, there are life experiences that we want to have for the growth of our soul. And so there are just things that we want to learn. So not everything is tied to karma, but pretty much it's tied to lessons and learning so that we can grow and expand. That's a good question, by the way.
So the windows of opportunity, are those things that come in your path that trigger you, that make you mad, that piss you off, that you say, I want to slap somebody right now? Would that be considered windows of opportunity?
That would be a great big old window of opportunity, slapping you in the face, I think. Yes, absolutely.
Live on the radio. Like, oh, God, why?
Some of them are gentler. They start out gentle, and then they get more slap you in your face dramatic as you miss one window and you go on to the other. That's because your soul wants so much to learn this lesson in this lifetime, doesn't want to miss it, that it just makes each different time more dramatic than the last, so that eventually we do wake up, we realize that we've got to change our behavior, we've got to learn this lesson. So that's why learning to spot windows, it's just a skill, and learning to do it earlier on saves us a lot of drama and pain.
Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach. Are they on LifeConversationsRadio.com? My guest is Sherry Courtland. She is the spiritual growth accelerator. She's going to accelerate you, but say, wait a minute, be here now. Don't run nowhere. Stay in the moment. The quicker way to get there is to be in the moment.
Well, the way to accelerate your growth, absolutely, you're so dead on with this. The way to accelerate your growth is to pay attention and be in the moment.
And we're going to talk more about that. And we've talked about windows of opportunity, and it's what you were saying, that it comes and slap you in the face. Like, you may first feel like a stroke on the face, like, oh, they're stroking me. That feels good.
That's the beginning. Yes. First you get the nice little rub on the face, then you get the little tap, then you get the slap across the face, then you get the push.
And if you're not listening next to me, you say, what just happened?
Right. There's something here, you know. When you know what a window of opportunity is, and you got to say to yourself, there's something here I'm not getting. I have to figure this out. I do not want another experience like this. And if this one is this bad, I can only imagine what I'm going to create for myself next. So let me figure this out. And I do have some steps that I can share with the audience on how to spot those windows.
Yes, not right now. Let's take a call, then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and take some calls and then go through the steps. And I'm grateful you're here today because I've got this massive window of opportunities right in front of me. And as I have this conversation with you, I'm walking through it in style and laughing like, oh, bring it on. Any more windows, bring it on. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I think this is Deborah. Is this Deborah?
This is Deborah. Hi, Ade.
Hello.
Oh, Sherry, how are you?
Deborah, it's so good to talk to you. How have you been?
Oh, fantastic. I read your book, and I loved every minute of it. And it's amazing the confirmation I had on every note you put in there. Every note, it was either confirmation from several places before or confirmation from several places afterwards, almost word for word.
Oh, no kidding. I'm so happy. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Oh, it gave me goosebumps. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Anybody who hasn't read the book, they need to get it right away. It will help them understand themselves, what's going on, and those windows of opportunity. And I can't wait for the steps that you're going to share with everyone. Thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you.
Oh, Deborah, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. It's so great to talk to you again. I'm so happy that you liked the book.
I loved it. I loved it. I'm sharing it with everyone I know. Matter of fact, some people came to my house and they wanted to take the book with them. I'm like, no, I will get you a copy, but I have to keep my own.
I know, that's right.
That's right. That's
like,
your
that
copy.
Yes, thank you.
And for the listeners, the book Deborah is talking about is Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. And the beautiful experience was when Deborah called in last time, Sherry was here in December. We were talking about the books, and Deborah was online thinking, I wonder if he comes in an audio book. And Deborah was right in line for the person to win a copy of Sherry's book, and it was just divine and perfect.
Yeah, she's a big-time light worker, Deborah is. Very,
yes,
very important.
She is.
Oh, Sherry, I have to share one more thing with you.
Oh, you're still on here. I was talking about you.
My sister's name is Sherry. And I am Debbie. So when you talk about Sherry and Debbie in the book, it is so funny to me.
That's
me and my sister.
And that's me and my sister. How funny is that?
Hysterical.
Wow.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was going to take a break. Tell us about Sherry and Debbie before. If you can, share it with us. Or do you want to do it now or after the break?
What? That I have a sister named Deborah and Deborah
yeah,
has a sister named Sherry? That's synchronicity, right?
Okay, that will be it. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. Well, let's take a break. Let's take a break because we've got other people on the line, and we'll come to you. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And press 1 on your keypad, and once we come to you, just press that 1 button again so you can put your hand down. So, Deborah, press 1 again, unless you have something to say. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a like page, fan page. And but if you don't do Facebook or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. lifeconversationsmedia.com. You know, life is good, it's getting better. We're going to take a quick break, Sherry, and we'll be right back. We're going to talk about steps to helping us. Yeah, step through the window. Ooh, Lord, I want to hear that. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Calling now or forever hold your peace. Let's see, which one are we going to do here? Let's do this in the meantime. Which one are we going to play? Let's go here. This one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed. We dare you to live your best life. It is your life. Do not let anybody hold you back.
Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Have courage. Make that move. Even if you're feeling stuck, if you don't know how to move, like, what do I do? It's real simple. All you've got to do is be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We're giving a voice back to the community. You already have your voice. We're just being a catalyst. We're activating your voice, your expression, your power to express the truth of who you are. You are here to deliver your gift. And you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're having a conversation today, living in the here and now. My guest is Sherry Portland. Her website address is her name, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I. Her last name, Cortland, C-O-R-T-L-A-N-D.com. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And, Sherry, I got someone here who's got something to say to you. I won't even tell
Great.
You the name, but you, yeah. So I just keep it in suspense. Go ahead. She already knows who she is. That necklace.
Hey, Sherry, how you doing? It's Celeste, honey.
Oh my God, Celeste! This is like old home week here. I'm so happy to talk to you. First, Deborah, now Celeste. This is exciting. I got to come on this show more often.
You know what? Yes, absolutely. And I have to tell you that I went back and listened to the first time Raising Your Vibration. I've been going back to it a lot. I've needed to do it. And I want to thank you so much. It's still powerful. And I want to ask you something real quick because I'm playing a listener right now.
Okay.
Hey, do you think that you can go into a little bit about that, the piece that you've been writing in your article about walk-ins in terms of...
Keep going. Keep going. You know, I knew somebody was going to ask me about walk-ins today. I did not know it was going to be you, but I just had a feeling about that. What are you thinking about the walk-ins?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You really impacted me when you expressed that some of us, you know, light workers who have, you know, really took on a lot from the other side. When I read your piece about the walk-ins and how there are some people, like there's this shift that happens, you know, like there's an agreement that's made between souls. And I'm not trying to get too deep for the audience because I know I've been reading it, so I know you want to fill us all in.
I will.
But I've been feeling really different lately. Not as in, like, shifting, not being able to, like, I'm still me, but, like, mm-hmm. something bigger coming. And when you wrote that, it really hit my spirit, and I was like, I've got to ask her that. And I was actually going to inbox you quietly, but I'm living authentically today, so I'm all out with it. So
okay.
It was just really powerful. It just resonated so much. So with the here and now piece and with the walk-ins and the shifts and all of that, I'm just wondering if you could dance with that and just
help me
get more clarity.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I know anyway. For the rest of the audience, I write a column for examiner.com, and twice a week I publish articles. And I don't even know where it started that I was going to do a little series on walk-ins. And now I've done a three-part series, and I'm probably going to add another two or three parts to that because it's been so popular and I've had so many comments and emails on it that I can tell that this is something that's very important to a lot of people. And basically what a walk-in situation is this. An evolved soul who's not currently incarnated is allowed to switch or exchange places with a soul that is currently incarnated. So the two souls essentially change places, but this is done by mutual agreement. Nobody is forcing anybody out of their body so they can take it over. This is not the invasion of the body snatchers going on here, right? There's a contract that's been made between the souls. And it could be that the outgoing soul is finished with his or her development or to-do list, doesn't need the body anymore. And, I mean, we're talking here and now, like Celeste says, why waste a perfectly good body? I mean, there are people who want to, there are entities that want to get here and they've got work to do. So if one soul is finished with the body, another soul can come in and use it. And then there are other situations where a chronic illness or another reason might make a soul want to leave their incarnation early. Either way, there's an opportunity that arises for a walk-in to utilize a body that is no longer wanted or needed by its current inhabitant. So that's what it is. And the walk-in retains, now Shirley Batty, who is, she's an author, she wrote a book called Spirit Speaks, and she is actually a walk-in as well, and I've learned a lot about walk-ins from her. Her book is great, and she tells me that the way that it works is that a walk-in retains the memory of the cellular body of the soul with whom it exchanges places. So, and sometimes there might be glitches. I should stop now in case there are questions, right? I'm rambling.
Well, yeah, I got questions, so you're right, yes. Because I'm thinking, that's something that I've heard of. I haven't really done my research or read about it, but it's always baffled or fascinated me, really. It's like, what does that look like? And the question that come up for me is, you know, in that realm, what does that look like? Is it possible? Does it look like somebody that you know, their friends, the next minute, next day you see them and they're acting strange, if you will? Because it sounds kind of scary. Like, what do you mean someone walked into somebody else's body? What does that look like? How do they show up?
They're kind of, usually happens during sleep period. The one entity, the departing entity, leaves and goes back to the other side and carries on with his or her lessons and in any way or shape or form that they determine is the right way for them. And then the walk-in, the entity coming in, they've got the job to do, let me tell you, because they have to handle all of the karma of the outgoing soul. So they've got to take care. They've got to wrap up all the loose ends. Let's say that somebody, they don't want to commit suicide, but they want to leave. And so somehow their soul makes an agreement to do a walk-in situation. And off they go. But the soul coming in has to clean up all the little loose ends that the outgoing soul has left, which can take a lot of time and energy. And they do that before they get on with whatever work they're going to get on with.
So that sounds like somebody buying a house, but the previous owner decides not to clean it. They just left everything in there. So the person buying this new body, this new house, will have to clean the carpets, move the furniture, deal with all the bills.
Oh, my God. That is a perfect analogy. I'm probably going to use that, but I will credit you.
they can keep that house. And I ain't giving up my body for nobody. I love my body. So,
we still got time because we've got celestial moment coming at one. But I want to stay with that a little bit. It's walking. I mean, then what happens to the body if one soul is given it up and there's been a walking? How does it show up in this life?
Is it when somebody
goes mad or get locked up or saying they had a psychotic breakdown? What does that look like?
Yeah.
How do we know?
They wake. Well, you know what? You don't know. But there are some things. There are a couple of things that will help determine if you or somebody that you know is a walk-in. And a lot of times a walk-in situation occurs, like, you know, when someone might die on the table in the hospital, you know, during surgery, that kind of thing. And then they wake up after they bring them back. And then their family and friends feel like they're just a completely different person. There are just changes. They look like themselves. They look like the same person. But the personality and the feel and the energy to them is very, very different. And some of the things, some of the points to think about with regard to a walk-in are this. You feel totally different. You never feel quite yourself. You feel uncomfortable or like you're an outsider when you're with your family and friends. Your interests and your hobbies change drastically from what they were in the past. You might have some memory lapses regarding why you walked into this body, and you might have some memory lapses when it comes to the memory of the outgoing soul. You find yourself, now this is a big thing, you find yourself wanting to help other people. Every walk-in that I have ever heard from has told me that that is number one thing. They want to help other people. They want to help the planet. Very concerned about the planet. And all of a sudden, somebody who was just a mean SOB all of a sudden is doing volunteer work and raising funds and lending a hand to his neighbors. You know, there you got to say, what happened there, you know? Maybe he found God. Maybe he's a walk-in. We don't really know.
Wow.
We don't really know. But those are some of the things. Now, Celeste, what exactly are you wanting me to comment on?
Oh, Sherry, if you're kidding, you know you rocked and rolled that, honey. That was great. I have so much to play with. It just resonated so much, and I was just like, huh. And I was like, you know what? I have to ask her about it. I wanted to hear your voice about it. You know, oh, wow, okay, yes. Have you thought about talking about what you're writing about? Because I felt a really strong vibration when you were speaking about it. And I'm just wondering if people are listening going, oh, is that what happened to Uncle Jim?
You know, I am not a walk-in expert. I try to help people expedite their spiritual growth. That's really what my little mission is. But what I can do and what I'm more than happy to do is to point people in the direction to learn more about these things. And that's what I use the column for. And Ruth Montgomery wrote a book called Strangers Among Us. Strangers Among Us. Great, great book about walk-ins. That's where I first heard the term. And Shirley Batty, now she's written several books. One is called Spirit Speaks. Another one is called Being Human. And for every one of my walk-ins that is listening right now, I want to give you her website because she is a walk-in. And she found out when someone said to her, hey, I think you're a walk-in. She's like, what? What are you talking about? And then she started to, you know, to discover what it was. But here's her website. It's www.discover-spirit.com. Discover-spirit.com. And Shirley, she's over in the UK, and she does so much work with walk-ins. She is, bottom line, the expert as far as I'm concerned. Ruth Montgomery has passed over to the other side, so now I'm going to look to Shirley as my expert.
Wow. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to go on host mode. Thank you, Ade.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, Celeste. It's great to talk to you.
Always. I'm always in touch. Peace, people.
Peace.
Yes. Celeste will be back in about 3-4 minutes for Celestial Moments. But in the meantime, time in the chat room said, this is pretty far out. Yeah, it is pretty far out.
We got way off track here.
But here's the thing, you know, we say everything is one, everything is connected, it's all God, it's all good. And I say this often, but those of us who are learning this way of thinking, if you will, just, you know, learning about our spiritual path.
Yeah.
We've got to be open to so much more, that there is so much more that we don't know.
And well, I got really to left vibrations. I got her vibrations because I had this feeling somebody's going to ask me about walk-ins, and I don't know why, but I just had that feeling. I thought I better take a look at my notes about walk-ins before I call into this radio show today.
Well, thank God for your GGs, your guide group. And I want to talk about, you know, you're going to give us some steps. I think what we actually need to do is, let's see, I might bring Celeste back to do the celestial moment, and then we can do the steps. I want to talk about your guide groups and just basically what they share about raising vibration, and I know the steps you shared as well, share through them. But yeah, we're going to do celestial moment now so that we can go into the steps without interruption. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, it is time for celestial moment, and I'm looking for Celeste music. It's always hard to find that song. Here it is. I got it. Destiny Muhammad, Harpist from the Hood. We're not going to play all of it. Just play it in the background. Celeste, let me go to Celeste now. She's in the host mode now. Hey, Celeste. Welcome back.
Hi. Hello, family. It's been so long.
Very good.
So let's get to it so we can really, really get shared. I want to hear about the guy groups. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, February 9th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2023. Add 2023 and the energy of the day is 7. The number 7 is the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G. Words like guide, group, and goddess connect us to the divine power of 7. 7 is also the chariot in tarot, which reminds us that victory is in our hands. The chariot is connected to the Cancer sign, astrologically, which represents the mother. Today, for a twist, we are going to put the spotlight on the Black Panther from the medicine card, which teaches us, by its example, to embrace the unknown. Its number is not 7, it's 52. But when you add it up, you get 7. So let's see what this big cat has to tell us today, shall we? The panther has the energy of the womb, the void. When we were in the womb of our mothers, we experienced our first cave time. We come from the dark and learned how to trust the process before we even got here. To grow, we need to stay in the moment. The Black Panther is a fierce hunter. She is aware and focuses her attention on what she can sense and feel right now. No future tripping. Trust that you are not supposed to mentally figure it out at this time. Let go of fears that appear as obstacles or barriers. Embrace the unknown and flow with the mystery that is unfolding in your life. Enjoy your weekend. Have some fun. The Black Panther is also a Marvel superhero, and it first appeared in July 1966. Yep, issue number 52. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, back on Monday around 1. I love how she says that. I said it's going to be 1. But, you know, the masculine energy can be very, like, logic and like, it's got to be a certain kind of way. The feminine energy says, no, it doesn't have to be 1. It can just be around 1. It's okay. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Sherry Cortland, and she is a spirit guide, spiritual growth accelerator, and I love this other title, a secretary to spirit. I know you're always writing. Like, can you stop now? I'm driving. I want to sleep. Okay.
So, I'm writing Sherry, now while we're talking.
Yeah, if you're a secretary to the spirit, you almost have to have a pad, a laptop, a smartphone, something around you.
Celeste just gave me ideas for about 10 new columns, so thank you, Celeste.
I love it. I love it. The spiritual flash mob, you know, we just pass the gift on. We'll pass it on. Now, let's talk about this set to help us move through those windows of opportunity that always show up. It's like those opportunities showing up for us to walk through it or glide through it or whatever,
yeah.
backslide through it.
Well, it's not going to be a glide. It's going to be work. And I want to go over these steps because it's one thing to hear the terminology window of opportunity. It's another thing to know what it is, but to take action with regard to them, it's not so easy. It's going to take some work, but the rewards are very great because you will have less drama in your life, and I think we could all do with less drama in our lives. We'll get through these learning lessons so much faster if we learn to spot these windows on the ground floor instead of in the penthouse. Now,
I know that's right. Before you go into the step, I just saw a question from Tammy from the Athlete Coach at a page because I want to just stay in the flow.
Okay.
She asked me a question about walk-in. She said, is it possible that a full integration of the walk-in doesn't quite take hold, or maybe the outgoing soul doesn't fully want to leave? Leaving one being is like a tug-of-war situation emotionally, isn't it?
That is a great question, Tammy, a great question. From what I understand from the walk-ins that I've spoken to, there is not going to be a tug of war for the body. If the original inhabitant changes his or her mind and wants to hang on to that body and continue with that incarnation, that's what's going to happen. And then the entity who was going to walk in and take over that body, they'll hope for another body to come around, or they'll have to wait for another incarnation opportunity. Nobody's going to body snatch. Now, I know that the one walk-in that I interviewed, her name was Sarah, for the second article on walk-ins that I wrote, she said that the original inhabitant of her body did have a momentary change of mind, and then the grandmother of that original inhabitant, who was on the other side in spirit form, kind of stepped in and worked with and talked with that original inhabitant to make sure, yes, I want to go, no, I want to stay. So you get help from the other side on that, but nobody's going to take a body out from under you. If you decide you want to stick to it, it's yours. That said, and that is why this is such a great question, Tammy, there is a period of integration where you're kind of warming up with each other, the outgoing soul, the incoming soul, where you're kind of in there together, just, you know, kind of trying everything on together. So, you know, that's possible that, you know, in one way or another, your energies are connecting while you're, you know, together in that body. That doesn't last for very long, but the energies do touch. Great, great question.
So it's like falling in love without a honeymoon period.
Yeah, right? You got to live together first.
Well, so there you have it. And for those of you who are interested, do your own research, your mind, if you think it's far out, oh, my God, there's so much more that we don't know. And there's so much more to find out. There's so much more to learn. You're more than your body. Sherry gave her a website earlier, discover-spirit.com, discover-spirit.com. Do your own research. Find out if you're walking, and your life can all make sense to you. Now, let's go to the steps.
Okay.
Let's go through it now. Mm-hmm.
All right. Step number one, nasty step. You've got to examine your past. If you draw similar situations to yourself, the universe is trying to get your attention. If you continue to draw the same type of person to yourself, the universe is sending you a message. If you have similar disagreements with people over and over and over again and you think, what the heck is wrong with all these people, they're probably providing you with a window of opportunity. So step number one, you've got to examine your past and see if there are similar situations that you are continually being involved in. Step number two, become aware of what's happening in your life today. So here we are, again, a day back to the here and now, because you've got to know what's happening in your life today. Is there a similarity between situations that you find yourself in now and what you've been through in the past? Comparing the present to the past is what's going to help you identify windows of opportunity. And step number three, and this one works the best out of all of them, ask the people closest to you, ask your family and friends if they've noticed any patterns or script. I am sure that they will be happy to tell you right away if you've got any patterns or scripts. The people who are closest to us sometimes can see them much better than we can see them ourselves. Sometimes we don't realize that every time we break up with one guy and we start to date another guy, that we're dating the same guy, different face. You know what I mean? But our friends and family can spot that kind of thing maybe faster than we can. And once we recognize that there is a similarity of situations, we do have a little bit of a life script, then we've got to sit down and we've got to look at our behavior. How have we handled like situations in the past? Write it down. Keep a journal of it. How have I handled this situation? Came up this time. Here's how I handled it each time. The fact that it's coming up again means that you didn't get it right. You did not learn the lesson. And so here's the hard work. You've got to adjust your attitude. You've got to adjust your behavior so that the next time this window comes up, you're going to react to it differently. You're going to act differently. You're going to step through that window. You've learned the lesson, and you don't ever have to co-create a similar situation like this again. You're done with this lesson. You can move on to other stuff.
Now, and that takes willingness to be able to look at one's life without judgment and criticism, right?
Well, I think a little bit of judgment is involved there, because you've got to say, hey, I did this time. Maybe that wasn't the right thing to do. Let me see how I can alter this. So you have to be honest. You've got to be honest with yourself. And that's not always such an easy thing to do when you're looking at things that have happened to you in your past. I mean, my gosh, my romantic relationships were just awful, awful, awful. I kept picking control freak after control freak after control freak. It took me getting slammed up against a wall and spit in the face for me to stop, you know, and say, what's going on here? I need to be doing something differently. And my guides have clearly told me that I could have learned the lesson so much earlier and so much easier. But I didn't know about windows of opportunity at that point. And, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, you know, poor me, I wasted my time. I didn't waste my time. I learned the lesson. But by recognizing what windows of opportunities are, by learning them, I didn't have to go on to the next situation that I created to learn the same lesson, which my guides say was really going to be one heck of a thing. If I thought what woke me up was bad, this next one was really going to be horrific. So I'm glad that I woke up before that happened.
So true. And earlier when I was asking about the judgment, I guess I can qualify by saying like a negative judgment where we say, I can't believe I did that. I allowed that to happen, you know, where we literally beat ourselves up.
Being able to say,
well, no, I could have done that differently. You know, really look at it from an objective point of view. Just say, let's see you here, rather than really, I get it.
I misunderstood what you were saying. You want to be an observer.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be an observer.
That's right. Be the observer of your life, of your past, but don't be the judge or the parole officer of your life.
or do what you said earlier when we first started the show. Look at your life through your soul's eyes. That will probably help.
Yes, indeed. And when we do that, for me, I know personally, when I've allowed myself to look at my life through the eyes of my soul, there's a sense of compassion that comes. I get a reminder that it's okay, you're doing your best. You know, now you know better, you can do differently. You know, and it's just, it really is just that simple. It's a willingness to do it, to really sit and take time to do it. We want to talk about this thing about third dimension and fifth dimension and can't wait to evolve. And I actually have a story I want to share with you around the third and fourth dimension, which is similar to your story that you wrote about regarding that dimension. But anyway, let's take a call. Oh, wait, Tanya? I don't know. Let me go to Tanya. I think Tanya had a call, but maybe she changed her mind. But this is a window of opportunity for you, Tanya. What was your question or comment, Tanya?
Hi.
I'm getting your phone up. There you are. Okay, good.
Happy
we can hear you.
It was basically like she answered it. I was just thinking like sometimes when we're getting to know ourselves, once you start to look inside yourself, or before I observed other people, and I really needed to observe myself when it comes to, like, a relationship. And it's like now that I'm staying in the flow and just staying in my lane, it's like a person can walk up, a man can walk up to me and just open up his mouth and start telling me, like, that's not the one. Because it's like once you get to know your spirit side, you don't have to be scared about trusting your process, because you've given your process to God. So you're going to be able to recognize people that are not for you.
Tanya, you have claimed your power, girlfriend. You have stepped up and claimed your power.
It's so funny because some nights I would call Celeste, and well, I call her Sean. I would call her, and I'm like, girl, I feel so weird inside. I'm like, what am I going through? And I'm like, they is always talking about staying afloat. I don't know what the flow is. And I was like, I don't understand it. But once you start to focus on yourself, you know, and I had so many things wrong with me, and I'm just like, well, once I start focusing on that, now, you know, guys can come up to me. And, I mean, I was in a marriage for 20 years, and it's just like men can come up to me, and I'm like, uh-uh, no. And I'm like, it's bad when you're with someone and you still feel lonely. See, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
That's right. Better to be alone and open for the right relationship to come. If you stay in a bad relationship, a relationship that is not right, then you're closed off to anything new happening. And so you've done just the right thing. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, well, I've broken up with this person, and almost as soon as I did, then the right person came, and I'm so happy now. And that's the thing to do. We have to be brave enough, like you are, to move on with our lives. We have to say enough is enough.
And it's funny, I just told Celeste, we just talked about this last week, I'm like, I am so tired. And you can't get me there now, because people walk through, when we're not authentic with ourselves, all we do is falsify our documentation to each other.
Right.
That's not who we are.
Right.
And
well
that's
said.
All, and like I told her, I said, I don't want a person that says, oh, what are you looking for in a relationship? So if I tell you what I'm looking for, you have a, if you're not authentic, you can curb yourself just for a little bit to act like that person that I think I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you, I don't have to tell you what I'm looking for, and you won't ask it, because either I'll accept you for who you are or you'll go on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the big lessons that I had to learn was how to communicate in a relationship, because I would keep everything inside, and then I would just explode, and then the relationship would be over, and I'd move to the next one, which would end up being the same thing.
Right, and I mean, I've told a day before, I've expressed with him, like, a lot of times we think we're the victim, but once I started getting to know me and being, like, we're always fighting to be in love with somebody else. Be in love with yourself first.
Oh, my gosh, I'm
be
so happy to hear
yourself.
Those words.
And I just was like, I wasted myself trying to be in love with somebody else, and I should have been in love with me. And then if I'm in love with me, guess what? That person will come along.
Yeah, it's going to be the right person. Himself,
and then we can love each other.
Yes. That's right.
I love that. Oh, thank you for sharing that. That is such important information.
Thank you for hitting it, because I had pushed one, and I'm like, oh, okay, she already set it out. And I'm like, okay. And then
no, you can't hide.
Call
you come around me, you can't hide. No, don't worry.
You
call
me out.
Tanya, I'm so happy to meet you.
Have a beautiful day.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you so much. Okay, so here's a quick story here, Sherry. I for the last few weeks, I keep saying, oh, wow, I just saw some birds, hundreds of them. Okay, sorry. I'm in the here and now, I see birds. Woo! I see birds at
gotta
life
mean
and being.
Something. It's gotta mean
<That's>
something. So let's
okay.
look that up for us.
That's right. That's really what it is. You know, but I could bring people back. He said, now there's a bird conference going on around here. Okay, so I've been thinking about this whole thing. We're talking about this third dimension. We're moving to the fifth dimension. And one day I said, wait a minute. We're always talking about third and going to the fifth. What happened to the fourth? And I didn't quite have an answer. I was thinking about it and just saying, I'm going to Google it and find my own, what my own question is or whatever, to get my own answers, really. And I picked up your book. I can't remember what, I had your book, the Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age.
Uh-huh.
And I was sort of just going through, I think I was outside meditating and reading, and you started in the, I think there was, which one was I'm looking at? I can't remember what chapter, but I think I opened to the other side. And you were talking about an experience where your guides were giving you information about something that you thought, well, this is not your words, but like far out, like, oh, I don't know if I want to touch that. And then a friend of yours called you, which you name, you always give people's name first.
Yes,
last
I do.
Give their name, like, let's keep this
authentic.
You're going
to be friends with me, you're going to be in a book.
Oh,
watch
I better watch out for the rest of your book,
and
what I say to you. But you talked about this information you got from your guys. You weren't going to put it in the book, and then your friend called you and told you about the information you were trying to hold back, and then you saw a book. And you went into the story about, you know, how the guides told you about the third dimension, fourth dimension, and then the fifth dimension. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Okay. Well, you know, that happens to me all the time. It's so funny because when I'm sitting here and I'm taking information from the guides, I say all the time, why are you giving me this? This is already in books. Give me something new. Give me something new that nobody's heard before. And then they give me something new, and I say, oh, I can't say that. I'm afraid to say that.
Are you crazy? I can't say that.
I know. And then the synchronicity starts, and, you know, and I start to get confirmation from all over the place, and that's what happens. But, you know, I too wondered, well, okay, here's the third. We already know what the fifth is going to be. Where the heck is this fourth dimension? But the fourth is where we go when we're in between incarnations. That's what the fourth is. It's just the other side of the veil. That's the fourth dimension. And then the fifth dimension, well, you know, I mean, what light workers are doing right now, I mean, we're drawing the fifth dimensional light to the planet. We're holding that light here to help us all raise our vibrations, to help the planet make the shift, to help us make the shift. And that light, according to one of my guides, that light emanates from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. The center of the Milky Way galaxy is the center of spirituality for us on this planet. So that's where that light comes from. Because I was always wondering, you know, people are always saying, hold the light, hold the light. What light? What light are we holding, you know? The light from the lamp? Where? What light? But that's where that light is coming from. So we're in the third. The fourth is where we go when we're in between incarnations. And the fifth is what we're working on now. Now, I know we only have 10 minutes left, but I can't keep my mouth shut about this. I'm going to have to talk about this.
No, go ahead. I'm extending the show anyway, so I guess go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, 5D Earth. We all want to be on 5D Earth. Who doesn't want to go to 5D Earth? We talk about raising our vibrations. We talk about transitioning. We want to get to 5D Earth. But what we're doing is we're forgetting all about 3D Earth. It's like we want to take 3D Earth, crumple it up like it's a piece of paper, and throw it in the garbage. And that is just wrong, because 3D Earth has a very important role to play. This 3D Earth where we are right now, I mean, why aren't we awake? Why don't we know who we were in different incarnations? Because we have to concentrate on the here and now. We have choices that we have to make to learn lessons. And 3D Earth is perfect for these kinds of lessons. And 3D Earth is going to continue. Now, are some of us going to just transition on over like butterfly wings fluttering and find ourselves 5D? I don't know. Maybe we will. But I think what's more likely is that we will finish our incarnation here on 3D Earth, because there are lots and lots of people depending on us. Because we, when it comes to a window of opportunity, we help open windows of opportunity for each other. We are all connected. We are intricately connected. And if a whole bunch of us, if millions and millions of us, billions of us, whatever, just drop off the face of 3D Earth and wake up on 5D Earth, what the heck is going to happen here? There's going to be an awful lot of loose ends. So my feeling is that, and I know that this is not going to be popular theory, but this is what I'm getting from my guide group, that most of us are going to finish out our 3D incarnation because we have very important work to do. We're light workers. We're here to do a job. We're going to finish that job. And that's the way that it's going to go. So it's great to talk about 5D Earth. And also, I will say this, though. My guides do tell me that when we're sleeping, many, many, many of us are flitting on over to 5D Earth and hanging out over there and doing things over there. And then we're coming back here for our regular daily routines because we really can't leave here. Again, people are important. And we're important to each other. We can't just disappear. The connectivity will disappear. And all that we've planned to do to help each other, to learn and grow, will just disappear. All those windows of opportunity will be gone. So that's the reason why I wanted to talk about the here and now today and living in the here and now today a day, because I want us, especially light workers, to remember that we're not just here to hold the light, but we're here with a spiritual agenda. We're here with a to-do list. And we're here to help other people with their spiritual to-do list. And just by taking that extra second or two that we talked about earlier in the course of our daily lives as we're making choices in how we're going to behave in any given moment, that's where the learning and the growth experiences are going to come in.
So I think of their spiritual to-do list. So what about with someone experiencing, everybody's here to live out their incarnation, and you and Tony were talking about relationships, and Tony was talking about more romantic relationships, but relationships are not romantic, they're the family members, they're the friends, and romantic as well, have a way of triggering pain, have a way, you know, personality gets in the way, belief system gets in the way, and sometimes, you know, it's easy to sit with this, oh, my guide told me to do this, and I'm just going with the flow of what my guide wants me to do, but when it comes to interacting with
that.
The human guide, we challenge. What do your guides say about it, what would you say to us how to deal with a human personality that doesn't feel like, oh, yummy, that just feels like, I just wish I could just kick them off the face of the earth, or like, why did I marry this person, or why are they in my life? You know, because that's the real work, right?
Yeah. I could not have asked for a more beautiful segue into a discussion of relationship villains a day. I mean, you just set me up perfectly for this discussion. So as long as we have a couple of minutes, I'm going to keep on talking.
No, we got time.
All right.
We'll stop when you want to stop.
Okay. Well, you know, windows of opportunity, those are the situations that we plan for ourselves. But how are we going to open these windows? Something has to happen to open these windows. We need a catalyst to open these windows of opportunity. And those are what we call our relationship villains. And our relationship villains are entities who are really our closest friends when we're on the other side of the veil, when we're over there in that fourth dimension. But for this incarnation, they have volunteered to play the role of the bad guy in one or more situations, specifically to help us cross something important off of our spiritual to-do list or must-learn list for this incarnation. Now, these relationship villains, they are people who annoy us, or they could go all the way up to people that we consider to be our so-called enemies. They create or co-create unpleasant situations that open windows of opportunities for us to learn and grow, and they also may take action that forces us to stay on our chosen path, the path that we can't remember because we're on the other side of the veil now, and they also help us accomplish our learning and growth in a way that will ultimately be less dramatic or painful if we go through an early window. Those relationship villains get nastier and nastier as we miss the window, we go to the next one, we go to the next one. And let me tell you something. Anybody can put on the white hat and play the role of the good guy, right? But to put on the bad hat and to be the so-called evildoer, you know, to go from annoying to be the person who instigates a car accident so that somebody gets hurt, so that windows of opportunity are going to open, that takes somebody who loves us. right? That takes somebody who loves that.
I had a gulp. What? You know, people say, what? People that love them cause me to have an accident. What are you talking about, lady?
That's right. Well, what does the Bible say? Love our enemies? How does that go, right?
Oh,
I mean,
God, indeed, yes. Go ahead.
And that, you know, to me, that's a reference to relationship villains, because we don't know when we're incarnated exactly who is who. But I can tell you this. Relationship villains, they're anybody, they're everywhere. Look for them in romantic relationships, as Tanya and I well know. Look for them in family relationships. Look for them in work relationships. They'll turn up at school. They're at the grocery store. I had a big old one at the grocery store. Even at the airport, the DMV, any place you happen to be. They can be somebody you have an ongoing relationship with. They can be somebody you interact with just once or twice. And the bottom line is this. When you learn the lesson, your relationship with your relationship villain, one or two things is going to happen. The relationship is either going to become more palatable, which is usually what happens when the villain is a family member, or your relationship will just end because your mission together is over, which oftentimes happens with friends. And, you know, when we think, oh, I haven't spoken to this person in several years. You know, this happened between us, that happened between us, and now we don't speak anymore. Well, sometimes that's just okay, because it just means that your mission together is over. You learned whatever lesson that was supposed to be. Right? So,
yes.
Shall I talk about how to spot those relationship villains, or should I shut my mouth?
Oh, please do that. You can't say all of that and then leave with not the remedy. We need the remedy, please.
Let's talk about how to spot them. Well, remember this. They're catalysts for opening windows of opportunity throughout our lives. So we look for villains the same way that we look for our windows of opportunity. We look for patterns, and we look for life scripts. So, to spot relationship villains in your life today, you want to consider this. Are you involved in any ongoing arguments or unpleasant situations that are continually caused by the same person? If the answer is yes, then that person is probably a relationship villain who's working very hard to help you learn a lesson, whether they realize it or not. So consider the circumstances and look for patterns to help you learn that lesson or figure out what that lesson is. Now, if you're involved in a car accident or someone does you wrong at work, it's most likely a relationship villain who's providing you with a window of opportunity for growth. And how you react to the situation will dictate whether you go through the window or you attract similar circumstances to yourself again in the future. And that's what we talked about earlier. And if you've had similar situations in the past, reacting differently this time will help you finally learn that lesson and put an end to that particular life script.
Mm-hmm.
Bullies. Mm-hmm. Let's talk bullies. Because if somebody is bullying you, he or she, my guides say absolutely positively, is definitely a relationship villain. And that relationship villain, that bully, is going to learn as much from you as you're going to learn from him or her. And they tell me that the best way to deal with a bully is to stand up to a bully. I just had a cyberbully experience that I'll share if we have time. And then you want to learn the lesson, and then you'll be free to move on to other learning experiences. And to spot relationship villains from your past and to keep them from turning up again in the future, do a little mini life review. This is what my guides made me do with all of my romantic relationships. It was very torturous for me. But I had to sit down. I did a little life review. Look at the situation surrounding people that you feel have done you wrong. Right? And those people in your life that you find particularly annoying or whom you might even consider to be your enemies. Carefully review the circumstances around your interaction with them and then ask yourself these questions. Did I learn anything from my experience with this person? Would things have been different for me if I had handled this situation differently? And you might find that the people you think did you wrong actually made things better for you in the long run. And now that I've gone through all this relationship villain stuff and all this window of opportunity stuff, anybody who would like some handouts of all of this information written out for you, just email me through my website, and I'll be happy to send you all of this in written form. So you don't have to go crazy trying to take notes, but
right. So, and here's another way that I see what you're saying is, for those of us that have lots of relationship villains, and we're like, yeah, but I can't take it anymore. Here's another way to look at it. Here's a different perspective. If you're surrounded by a lot of relationship villains, know that you are very loved. You're doing slow love,
oh.
And they're committed. So it's a love. Focus on the love.
Well, here's something else that we should all consider. Not only do we have relationship villains, but we're also relationship villains for the people around us, right?
I know, that's right. We always think it's the other way around. We think,
yeah.
Why are people mistreating me? And you're one of the people mistreating other people.
just a little something to keep in the back of our minds, right? We're relationship villains, too. But, you know, I just had a cyberbullying experience. I was online. I'm pretty new to Facebook. And I have this column that I write for Examiner.com. And... oh, no, that's not what I was doing. That was something else. I have these handouts on relationship villains and windows of opportunity. So I went out onto some different pages that I'm a member of, and I said, if you would like, you know, free handouts from my workshops on these subjects, just send me an email to my email address, and I'll send it to you for free. You know, there's no charge for this stuff. And a guy came on there, and he said, well, just what do you mean by your guides? So I explained it. And before I knew it, there were probably four or five different people. They were telling me that I was possessed and that I was crazy and I was this and I was that. And this went over the course of 2 days. And mm-hmm. I said to a friend of mine, Reiki master, Shelley Wilson, I said, Shelley, you know, what do you think I should do? And she said, well, maybe you should just leave that page. And I said, I can't just leave that page because... maybe there's an opportunity here for learning. I don't know if it's for me or if it's for them, but maybe there's an opportunity. So I just, in the nicest possible way, answered every question. And the person who said that I was possessed and that I was working on behalf of the devil, and that I had been that way for years, I said, well, you know, thank you so much for your concern about me. I respect your opinion, but I don't believe this to be true. But you know, thank you for trying to help me. And instead of throwing back negative, which would have been very easy to do because there was a lot of negative on the tip of my tongue, let me tell you, or the tip of my finger since I was typing, I just tried to throw as much positive light and energy on it as I could. And in the end, not the woman who told me that I was possessed, but the other three people that were involved in this whole thing, they ended up becoming my friends, and they actually started reading my column. So, it's all about that moment. My first inclination, though, because, hey, I'm a human being here, inclination was I'm going to write back and I'm going to call them all the same kind of names that they're calling me. My second inclination was to run scared from the page and never go back. And then finally I thought about it. I took a couple of seconds and thought, what would really be the best thing here? What's the best thing for the here and now? And, you know, just try to throw some love on it. Try to throw some love on those relationship villains.
That second, that instant, that moment where we stop and ask the right question to say, how should I go about this? It's the key to heaven, you know. I mean, because as you were talking, about ladies saying you're possessed, it just came to me. It's like, you know, because I like to play. I like to keep things light. Some things bother me. Things get on my nerves. Sometimes things piss me off. But I have to work through it. I have people who can support me and get into a better feeling place. But there are times when I've had comments on Facebook, nothing close to what you're saying. But I was thinking of the comment, you're possessed. In my way, I would say, you are so right. I am possessed by the spirit of truth. I'm possessed by the spirit of love. I'm possessed by the Holy Spirit of life. Deal with that.
Exactly. And, you know, these guys, they couldn't believe that I would be giving anything away for free. And who are you? And I said, well, who are you to even write this stuff? And I said, well, I'm an author, and these are the books that I've written, and this is how I write the books. And they said, oh, so really what you're trying to do is sell your books. And I said, no, what I'm really trying to do is to help people expedite their spiritual growth. I didn't even mention my books in here. You know, this is just, here are some free handouts. Do you want them, yes or no, kind of thing. Wow. And in the end, you know, they finally said, oh, okay then, we might not agree with you, but we think you're okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Right. Thank you for that confirmation. I knew it from the beginning, but I'm glad you can see it.
Well,
I
and now,
my own
and now
work.
I have friends. I got new friends
that's
now,
right.
So that's good.
You turned your enemies to your friends because you realize you really have no enemy. They're your enemy. They're one with you. And I want to share this with you because you said something about love thy neighbor. This is something I posted on Facebook yesterday, and it's a little one of those quotes. It says, love thy neighbor, thy homeless neighbor, thy Muslim neighbor, thy black neighbor, thy gay neighbor. Love thy neighbor, the white neighbor, the Jewish neighbor, the Christian neighbor, the atheist neighbor, the racist neighbor, the addicted neighbor. I read that, like, wow, when we talk about loving our neighbors, loving our enemies, it's I can't even say it. It's not just something to just speak out. It's real work, it's real cleansing of the soul, really facing one's demon. Like, in order to love somebody else, I have to face my own judgment, my own criticism, my own demon, so that I can extend the love that I connect with to the person I consider to be my enemy. Or the whatever they believe in, and that's it's real work, and that's what you're saying is that's how we raise our vibration, that's how we raise the vibration of the planet by recognizing and deactivating all the triggers, all the buttons within us. They're not serving us anymore, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You have hit the nail on the head, and I'm gonna just read you something from my book Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age, and this is something that I know that Tanya has done. She just talked about it. I know Celeste does it. I know that Deborah does it, and I'm sure that many, many, many of your listeners are doing it. But one of the things that Gilbert says to us is, stand in the light and let nothing deter you. He says, another thing that people can do to increase positive energy and vibrations is to stand up for themselves and make their own choices. Not allowing others to bully them or impede their free will is a very big step, not only toward working out karma, which may exist from such circumstances, but also toward increasing their vibrational level as they stand strong in their power.
Thank you, Gilbert. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for just being who you are. I so appreciate you. I am so glad we met. You're a friend of Life Conversations Radio, and you're going to be back again in a couple of months. You'll be back.
Oh, really? Good. Thank like, you.
Yeah, you're part of the family right now, you know.
Well, I feel that way. I love this show, and I love coming on, and it seems like there's never enough time. But, hey, I'm having a contest to win a free necklace set. Can I tell your listeners about it?
Oh, definitely. Anything else you want to say, you want people to know about, go for it.
Well, I made it's a calcite, a yellow calcite necklace set. And so it's the necklace set, it's earrings, and it's a bracelet. And yellow calcite helps us stand up in our own power, and it's very, very good for helping us raise our vibration. So kind of goes along with the stuff that I work on. And in order to enter this contest, all you have to do is to like my author page on Facebook, Sherry Courtland Author. Just go in and like it, and you'll automatically be in the contest. And I'm going to draw the winner on the 15th of February, so you've got a little time. And for everybody in the audience who has already liked that page, you've already been automatically entered into the raffle, into the contest.
Ooh. It's really that simple, Sherry Author.
Just that simple.
Sherry Courtland Author on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook.
Just click a button. You already like her because you're listening to the show. You might as well just go ahead and enter for the contest. So, Sherry, I know you've got some things coming up, workshops and stuff. Anything you want to share with our listeners, people maybe in your neck of the woods?
You know what I'm working on right now? I've just been invited to speak at Ozark Mountains Transformational Conference in July. I'm not sure of the dates of it. It's in the beginning of July, I think. I've got to check Ozark Mountains website. But I'm going to be doing a talk and also a workshop there. So at this moment, that's what I'm working on. And then I'm also going to be doing a little workshop on chakras at Studio K Yoga in Kissimmee, Florida, and that is going to be in April.
Okay, great, great. I'm looking at the Facebook light page. It's the one that has a picture of your books. It has the Windows
yes,
of Opportunity,
books.
And it's Sherry Courtland, and it says author. There's the one that has a picture of her. That's her personal page. So just go forth now and click there. When is your next book coming out?
Oh, you know, it's like in my head, and I'm trying to work on it. I've started with this column, and it's taking so much time. I have to sit down physically and put the notes on paper and get the book done. I'm hoping to finish writing it. My hope is to finish writing it by June, and then it's just a matter of how long it takes to get it out to everybody. But I'm hoping that it'll be ready by June.
And it'll be out at the perfect time because you're still rewriting every day anyway. You got your website, you got the examiner.com. People can find that. You got your website. So anyway, keep writing, keep taking notes from the spirit, and keep accelerating our spiritual growth. And I look forward to having another conversation with you in the next few months.
Thank you so much. Love and light to everybody.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Sherry. Her website address is her name, SherryCourtland.com. Sherry, SHERRICORTLAND. That's where you can find out more about Sherry. Just a beautiful woman, a beautiful soul. I am so, so grateful to know her. I'm being here now, Well, you've been listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. TGIF, thank God I am free. You don't have to wait till Friday to be free. You're free right now. TGIF, thank God I am free. Speaking of freedom, when you're free, you can walk fearlessly on this journey of life. Let's get ready to release the show with The Fearless Journey by Ambassador Sarah. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. It is time to release the show. The show is archived, they can be downloaded. Share it with your friends, your coworkers, your lovers, your enemy, even people who accuse you of being possessed. Tell them, you're right, I am so possessed, I am drunk with God. I am drunk with love, you're right, I'm possessed. So make sure you share the show with them. You got to laugh at life because it's really, after a while when you get a chance to do your life review, you'll be like, wow, really? I did that? Oh, man, I forgot to laugh. It's all good. Be love. It's so important to remember who you are. Be love and be true to yourself. And while you're being true to yourself, be loved. Allow that love to come back to you. We live in the realm of spirit and humanity. Yes, we are love, but in the human realm, it's important to be loved so you can feel it and know it. It's time to release the show. I will see you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, and then do share the show with your friends. I love you, and I thank you for being here. Be well, and this is Fearless Journey by Ambassador Farah. To find out more about her, go to ambassador.com, O-M-B-A-S-S-A. You can download your own copy. It's a series of journey called Soul Joy Series. This is Fearless Journey. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Walking. Walking along the shore, stepping forward, stepping forward, and the waves, that embrace. The waves that allow, the waves that accept, and as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. Thank you.
remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we need, we indeed possess. We honor the fact there's no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, we allow ourselves to feel the waves under our feet, the waves of remembrance. We allow ourselves to flow as the waters flow. We allow ourselves to accept as the waters accept. With the ebb and flow of the waves, we take flight, we take passage, stopping only to reflect on what has been learned up to this moment.
grasp the understanding the lessons have brought us. We take the strength that comes from learning and we apply this to everything, every situation we meet. Loving and trusting as we move forward. Thank you.
Amazon.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Follow me.
chance, I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.